Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
And your mercy is forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you sure you are clapping for Jesus? God is good. You are good, and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah. Oh yes, you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you are set to do.
thank you for what you will do. To you alone be the glory. To you alone be the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Father, we give you glory. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. You are good yesterday, you are good today, and you are good forever. Blessed be your name. Thank you because your presence is already here, and it will do us good. It's our miracle banquet service. It will answer for every worshiper. No one will go home the same way they came. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say the loud amen. Amen. Say with me, today is my day of miracle. Are you sure you mean what you are saying? Say today is my day of miracle. The loudest you can say, today is my day of miracle. Would you say loud amen? Amen. We have these two testimonies, I believe, came from the first. Before we sit down, the first person is Aguke Abigail. He said, I came in with pain in my legs for the last 6 months. He said, while the praise was going on, God healed me. Tell your neighbor why the praise was going on. And so he said, during the service, as the pastor was preaching about the communion and the blood of Jesus, my eyes got open. Listen, he said, I saw an old woman walking out of my body. I know with this, I've received my deliverance. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Now, say to yourself, I know. Today is my day of miracle. I mean what you say. I say, I know that today shall be my day of miracle. Turn it to prayer if you can. Today will be my day of miracle. Every demon will leave your body. Your sickness shall be terminated in this service. Please affirm your expectation. I know today shall be my day of miracle. God cannot lie. It's a miracle banquet service. I receive my miracle. Please don't be passive about these things. I receive my miracle. I receive my miracle. I receive my miracle. I will receive my miracle touch in this service. This second service shall be my service. I'm leaving here with a testimony. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, thank you for your presence already here. Thank you for all that you have already done. Thank you for the manifestation of the weakness of your presence. You have never allowed the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Let this service answer for everyone. You called it miracle banquet. Let everyone receive their miracle. As our faith goes on the line, let no one be disappointed. Let it be a service we will not forget in Anori. We release blessing in this service. Testimonies in this service. Healings in this service. Breakthroughs in this service. We release deliverance in this service. As the word is going forth, let deliverance take place. Let the afflicted be delivered. In the name of Jesus. At the end of it all, we vow to return the glory to you. Blessed be your name, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Are you sure you are a believer? Please say a louder amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And so I believe all of that, again, I've set your spirit ready for something in this service. God is not the one that determines your day. Your faith is what determines your day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. He said we shall rejoice and be what? So every day is God's day. But the day your faith says yes, it becomes your day. Every day is God's day. But the day that your faith says yes, that day becomes your day. May today be your day. I want you to be very much wrapped, attentive and attention, open for what God is said to do. Because what God is said to do is to move on your behalf. Is somebody catching what I'm saying? And I know that you are ending the day with joy. Please, a believer in the house, a loud amen. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 25, again, I want to read that scripture, verse 6 to 8. It said, on this mountain, the Lord of hosts shall make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, and of fat things full of marrow. I thought I would hear a loud amen. Amen. Of wine on the lees well refined. Verse 7, he shall destroy in this mountain the faces of the covering that they cast over the people. Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. The veil that they spread over the nations. Verse 8, it will swallow up death in victory. Amen. The Lord will wipe away all tears from all of their faces. Amen. Somebody say, I receive it. Louder, you can say, I receive it. And we rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off the earth. For the Lord has spoken. So whether it happens or not is now up to you. Whether it happens or not is now up to you. Psalm 30 and verse 5. It says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Your joy is coming today. Amen. Would you say a loud amen? Say with me, I have come to a miracle service. Miracle is what I will receive. The louder you can, I have come to a miracle service. Miracle is what I will receive. Quick question now, what is a miracle? Remember, we are still in the line of teaching for the month. Walking in dominion over sicknesses and over disease. Walking in dominion. If you were here last week, we said that dominion is God's ordination for man. Dominion is God's ordination for man. Genesis 1 verse 28, God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue the earth, and have dominion. God said to them, in creation, we were ordained to have dominion. Somebody say, I have dominion. In redemption, we have also been empowered for dominion. Luke 10, 19. And Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, I give unto thee power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Somebody say power. That word power there signifies dominion. Say with me, I have. Louder, you can say, I have dominion. See, because if you don't know what you have, the enemy will tell you what you don't have. If you don't know what you have, the enemy will show to you many things that you don't have. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what they have. Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 6. And so they are going through all kinds. They are going through all kinds. All kinds of predicament.
because they don't know what they have. But that will not be you. I said that will not be you. Say with me, I have dominion. Louder, I have dominion over Satan, over sickness, over disease. Please put life to it. Say, I have dominion over Satan, over sickness, over diseases. And so shall it be for you. What is a miracle? Very quickly. Number one, a miracle is simply the finger of God at work in the affairs of man. The finger of God. Exodus 8, 16 to 19. In that example, as was made by the children of Israel through the hand of Moses, as Moses stretched forth his rod, the Bible said the lies began to spread upon the people and across the dust and across the beast. And the magician tried to do the same and it didn't happen. By the time they saw that move, in verse 19, they exclaim that this can only be the finger of God. This is the finger of God. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 20, the Bible says, if I with the finger of God cast out devils. So by the finger of God, deliverance can be established. Somebody say deliverance. And that finger shall be straight towards your direction today. Amen. Just like the lady said, my eyes were open and I saw an old woman sculpture walked out of my body. Hallelujah. I'm sure if you want to explain our experience, we're going to hear many things. You hear people having physical evidence, but the things that are going on in the realm of the spirit, you can't explain. Are you catching that now? The person is behaving unruly, but behind it is the spirit that is triggering it. Remember, if you were here last week, we're talking about different kind of spirit. The spirit of fear, the spirit of deformity, all kinds. Spirit behind that is causing physical things. But in the name of Jesus the Christ, his finger is being stretched, amen, even in this service. Amen. And if there's any demonic force that is sitting on anyone, in the name of Jesus, your deliverance is today. Amen. Now listen. The challenge with most people is that they don't know how God works. Psalm 107 and verse 20. He sent his word. The word healed them. And what did the word do? And what did the word do? Psalm 107 verse 20. Please put it on the screen. So in case you are waiting for a touch, you are too late. What you need is not a touch. What you need is his word. He sent the word. So as I am preaching, I am sending the word to you. And look at what the word can do. He heals and delivers. So when you downplay the word, you have missed your deliverance. So I need the pastor to touch me. No, not necessary. All you need is the word. The centurion told Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, I want to believe us. He said, I need your word only. Speak the word only. Don't come to my house. It's not necessary. Jesus wants to come to your house. Who don't want Jesus to come to the house? But this man had what we call the revelation of what the word can do. Speak the word only. And Jesus was like, wow, I've not seen such a faith. This kind of faith are unique faith. This kind of faith are great faith. Thank God for the touch, but thank God more for his word. As you open yourself for the word, in the name of Jesus, the word will enter. Amen. And as the word enter, Satan will pack out. Amen. Would you say a loud amen? Amen. I said, would you say a loud amen? Amen. Would you say the loudest amen? Amen? So please open up for the word. As we are preaching, as we are teaching, something is taking place. Number two, what is a miracle? Please note, miracles are no accident. They are no accident. They are not accidental. They are not what will happen, will happen. They are not, you know, if it is the will of God. No. Miracles are the deliberate acts of God in response to the desperate faith. Somebody say desperate faith. Of men or the people. That means miracles only answer to desperate men and women. Desperate people do desperate things. Desperation. 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 Jesus said in his word, if any man thirst, let him come. John 7, 37. How desperate are you? Miracles do not answer to passive Christians. Miracles answer to active, desperate Christians. They are no accident. What would you say of the testimonies of the paralytic man in Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12? Please note that down. We don't have all the time, but you can pick that up. This man was paralyzed. They brought him to Jesus. Verse 1 and verse 2. The Bible says, when they came to verse 2, they noticed that everything, the house, was too full. So the man said, well, if inside is full, please, is there any other way we can enter? They said, we may go through the roof. Is that what you recommend for a sick person? Can you imagine somebody is paralyzed and they said they want to throw the person from the roof? What will happen to the person? He will die. He will become more paralyzed. Two of us. But desperation. Desperation will never say no for an answer. Desperation. Desperation. Help me ask your neighbor, how desperate are you for a change? But you see, because you may like the way you are, you know, you may just like it. Everybody just say, you know, sorry, my sister. The Lord will do it. Say, yeah. 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 I know one day, one day, 1 year has gone, one day, 2 years have gone, one day, 38 years, you are still blind, one day. Satan has no pity, in case you are not aware. Satan does not have an iota of pity. As far as Satan is concerned, you and me should die in sickness. That's what he is. That is the reason you cannot settle. Somebody say, I won't settle. I won't settle. I won't relax until I get what I want. We read a testimony in the first service. Please, if you can help me get that quickly, or let me see if I can see it. The first service, this man was diagnosed. This lady was diagnosed. And according to her, please, you put that up on the screen. The first service, number one, I've seen it here. Multiple breast lump dissolve. Please listen. So that you can wake up. You need to wake up. A year ago, I discovered lumps in my breast. So I went to the hospital for a scan, which showed that they were cancerous. The doctor examined me and suggested that both breasts be removed to save my life. My father, who is a pastor in this church, urged me often by telling me that I should not accept the doctor's verdict. Thank God for pastors like that. Don't accept the doctor's verdict. Why? Because doctors don't have the final say. Did you hear what I said? If you like, don't hear. Keep celebrating what doctor said. Some of you have even pinned it. You pinned it in your notice board. That you will die in the next 5 years. And you are already planning all your funeral. What a shame. What a shame. Man that did not create you is telling you when to die. Whereas the God that created you said you are going to live if you believe. Don't take the verdict. And bought me some Bishop's book and Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo's book. Book like The Miracle Meal. the power of the communion table. Healing scriptures. 6 weeks ago, I went for another test at the specialist hospital where comprehensive examination were conducted on my breast. Lo and behold, I was told both breasts are cancer free. But hold on, stop clapping. But they told me it was cancerous. So you people, you are liars. Eh? They lied in the first place. And they gave you in black and white. And you sat down and you were looking at it, but you are dying. And there is another black and white. They are both black and white. Oh. Doctor's report, the Bible. Are they not black and white? But whose report will you believe? Why not carry the doctor's one and put it inside God's one and let God's one swallow it? Why not do that? Whose report will you believe? Miracles are not for passive men and women. Desperate, active believers. I'm telling you the truth. Not for religious sycophants. You know, if God loves me, will heal me. Shut up. You don't even know God's love. God loves all of us. Anything that tells you God does not love you lied to you in the first place. For God so loved the world. So why do you succumb to those nonsense that Satan is selling to you? But Satan, you are a liar. Satan, you are a liar. Are you with me in this service? Say with me, Satan, you are a liar. You don't have the final say over my life, over my family, over my body, over my finance, over my career, over my business. You don't have the final say. They told blind Bartimaeus, keep quiet. Mark 10, 46 to 52. Verse 48, the Bible says, he cried the more. You can't stop my miracle. Mark 10, 48. They say, keep quiet. You are a blind man. Don't make noise. He said, you too, keep quiet. He cried the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I was saying it in the first service. You see, everybody cry. But there is a cry you cry that will bring you out. And there's a cry, you will die in it. The cry of pity does not work miracle. It is the cry of faith that makes for a miracle. So stop waiting for pity parties. Stop waiting for sympathizers. You don't need sympathizers. Now, if I ask you directly, sir, what do you want? Is it a miracle you want? Or is it, sorry, which one would you want? Please, Pastor, is miracle, I want miracle. That is why the guy could not shut down. They wanted to quiet him. He said, no, you won't keep me quiet. Jesus can't be passing by. I don't know when he will pass by again. I must take advantage of this moment because there are what we call curious moments in the kingdom of God. Now, I don't know when next we'll have a miracle banquet. Will you not wait till that time? Somebody say, I hear. Look, your faith will not fail. Amen. Say louder, amen, please. Amen. I therefore pray that whatever make you cheeky, weaky, whatever is making you give up, I curse that thing in the realm of the spirit. As I curse it in the realm of the spirit. Somebody say with me, miracles are no accident. Say it. Say, miracles are no accident. So what are miracles? They are the acts of God provoked by the faith of men in the confirmation of his word. The acts of God that is provoked by the faith of men. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, all the way to 29. Two blind men speaking to Jesus. Jesus, have mercy on us. Thou son of David. And one bet on speaking. If you will, verse 28, Jesus said, it's not about if I am able. Are you questioning my ability? Are you questioning my audacity? Are you questioning my authority? It's not about if I am able. Have I not said to you that with me, nothing is impossible? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Verse 29, he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith. Your faith. Somebody say, my faith. So what is the lesson to learn? Miracles are at the command of our faith. Miracles are at the command of our faith. You cannot command miracles until you believe. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Not those that doubt. These signs. These signs. Somebody say these signs. From today, you will not lack signs and wonders. I say you won't lack signs and wonders. I say you will not lack signs and wonders. This sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they cast out demons. They speak with new tongues. They take off serpent. When they drink deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Verse 19, we are carrying on, please. So then after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received of heaven, and he sat at the right hand of the Father. And verse 20, and they went, not passive. They didn't sit down with what he said. They went walking. They went preaching. They went doing what he said. And he was walking in their midst. He was walking because they took their step. Desperate people. Desperate people. Desperate people. I'm speaking to a desperate woman in this service who shall return next week Sunday and say, Pastor, my story has changed. My result has changed. Listen to me. If you settle, you have given up. If you settle, whose report will you believe? Ano go si kapahante lebro huskibaya. He said, let all man be what? Liar. And let God be true. Romans 3 verse 4. Whose report will you believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. And he will not fail. He will not fail. He's too faithful to fail. He's too faithful to fail. He will not fail you. Say with me, my God will not fail me. Louder you can, my God will not fail me. Miracles are the command of our faith. Faith in what? Faith in what? Number one, faith in the God that heals. Faith in the God that heals. Exodus 15:26. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. The last part of it. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Faith in the God that heals. Faith in the God that heals. Malachi 3:6. I change not. Hebrews 13:8. I am the same yesterday. I am the same today. And I'm the same forever. Number two, faith in what? Faith in the healing word. Somebody say the healing word. Faith in the healing word. Psalm 107 and verse 20. He sent his word. The word healed them. And the word delivered them from their destructions. So Jesus was preaching and teaching. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 17, the Bible says, and the power of God was present to heal. Faith in the word that heal. Luke 6:17. Luke 6:17. The B part of it. Which came to hear him and to be healed of their disease. Faith in the word that heals, because the word can heal. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. Louder, you can say, somebody say, I hear. I therefore pray that your faith will come alive. Number three, faith in what? Faith in his sent prophets or sent messenger from time to time. Matthew 10:41. He that receive a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive the prophet's rewards. These are part of the reason why many miss out. 2 Chronicles 20:20, the B part. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophet. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in his prophet, so shall you prosper. So it's not idol worship. It is not woman worship. If you don't believe in the messenger that have been sent to you, you will miss your miracle. You will miss it. Mark 6, verse 5 and verse 6. Here was Jesus the Savior. He could not do mighty works. He could not do miracles. Lest he lay down on a few and he was healing little folks. Small things. Verse next. He marveled because of their unbelief. So it's not because Jesus was not powerful. Even Jesus in his days, people disbelieved him. He couldn't do mighty things. Somebody say, God forbid. God will do mighty things in your life today. I say, God will do mighty things in your life today. I say, God will do mighty things in your life today. So number one, faith in what? If you are with me, look at your neighbor, you know if they are with me. Faith in what? Number two, faith in what? And number three, faith in what? Number one, faith in what? Look at your neighbor. If they are not talking, then they are not in this service. Faith in what? Number one. Number two, faith in what, please? And number three, faith in what? Help me ask your neighbor, do you understand? Media, why are you putting it on the screen? What are miracles? Please pay attention to this. Number three, or number four, definition of miracles. Thank you, Father. Miracles are no accident. They are the supernatural manifestation in the response to the bold declaration of the saints. Supernatural manifestations in response to the bold declaration of the saints. Acts 14:3. Long time abode them speaking boldly. As they spoke boldly, the Lord gave testimonies. So God will not give testimonies until somebody is speaking boldly. Granted, signs and wonders to be done by the hand. So listen, and listen very well. Miracles are in your mouth. Create them. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Miracles are in your mouth. Create them. Acts chapter 4 and verse 20. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and we have heard. You came to church like this, you heard something. You get back and you hear something else. You said, no, that's not what my pastor said. My pastor said, this week is my week of miracle. That's what I believe. Speak your own. Mark 11:24. Speak your own. Check 23 and check 24. Bold declaration. Listen to me. You cannot claim to say you believe if you are not speaking. One of the ways you know you believe is that you are saying what you believe. Listen, hear me. If you believe something and you are saying something else, you will have what you say. Mark 11:23 is there. You will have what you say. Mark 11:23. Verily, verily, I say unto you, you say to the mountain, be removed, and you do not doubt in your heart. But you believe that those things which you, he said, Pastor, please speak to me. What about what you are saying? You leave service, you are blessed, you have miracles. Have you noticed there is no service you come that pastor does not bless? Two of us. Is there any service you come that pastor curse you? No. We curse your enemy and we bless you. Two of us. Yes. But listen, no matter what your priest speak, if you are not speaking it, you can't pick it. You also must collide by saying the same thing, sir. The same. The same. Don't say something different. I'm challenging your faith. This is how faith works. Bold declaration. Somebody say, I hear. So we don't wish miracles. We walk them out. Somebody say, we walk them out. Philippians 2:12. Walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. We don't wish miracles. We walk them out. And today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, as your faith comes in the line, every weapon that God has given to us, it will work in your life. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Many of you are aware that the ministry of Jesus is characterized with healing, deliverance. True of us, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be in health. 3 John verse 2, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So where are you getting your psychology and ideology from? Why are you staying in the same captivity and you are comfortable? We must not despise the weapon of our warfare, for they are mighty in God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. Mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you, Jesus. Weapons of our warfare. So very quickly before we pray, in the few moments I have, permit me, I want to show you the weapons of the communion as it empowers believers to dominate over sickness and over disease. The weapons of the communion. How the Holy Communion empowers you to dominate the forces of sickness, the forces of disease. John 6 and verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. He that eateth me, eat you. How can I eat you? He that eateth me, even he shall live by me. 1 Corinthians 11:26. Please follow me. As often as you eat. So what are we supposed to eat? The bread. And what? Drink what? The cup. What does it show? We show the Lord's death. Pastor, how do I eat him? Eat the bread and drink the cup. Did you get that picture? How do I eat him? As often. Once and again. More often than not. And I gave my story in the first service, my first encounter with Bishop Oyedepo. That man eats communion as an addict. And I see it from time to time. And anoint himself as an addict. No wonder Satan cannot touch him. Can you imagine you have guests, and instead of you giving them Coke and Fanta and juice and orange juice, you ask your guest, let's have communion. Is it communion you serve guests? That was my first encounter with him in his house. He served us communion. Brethren, let's have communion. I can't forget that story. He stuck with me for life. You come to my office, there is communion there. And there is anointing there. You go to my house, there is communion there. And there is anointing there. Please, I'm telling you the truth, though. If you don't know your weapon, Satan will deal with you anyhow. Somebody say, I hear. So the Holy Communion is a kingdom toast for strength, for health, and longevity. Somebody say, I hear. For strength, for health, and for... What's the number one? Strength. What's the number two? Health. What's the number three? Longevity. What's number one? What's number two? What's number three? What's number one? What's number two? What's number three? What's number one? What's number two? What's number three? I'm teaching you this thing so that you know. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, all the way to 30. Look at verse 30. For this cause, many are weak, many are sick, and many die. So when you take it, you are not sick. Strength. Can you see that? Many are weak, that's strength. Many are sick, that's health. And many die, that's longevity. It takes care of that three area. Strength, health, and what? Longevity. The kingdom toast. Number two, the Holy Communion empowers us to live like Christ. To live like Christ in spirit, in soul, and in body. John 6, 53 to 54. You see, what religion has done to many believers is that religious have put us under. A lot of people come to church and they don't have an understanding of what is done. And they are wondering, what is going on? I'm showing you these things are the things of the kingdom. In John 6, 53 to 54, he said, Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life. So when I eat and I drink, what do I have? I have his life. His life. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life. 54. And I will raise him up on the last day. So from all of these, it is clear that the communion have two elements. One is the blood. Two is the flesh. Somebody say, I hear. I'm sure you understand that one now. One is the blood. Two is the flesh. The blood, the drink, the flesh, the bread. Matthew. You see that in the book of Matthew, please. Chapter 26, verse 26 to 29. Note that down. And let me say this and we'll begin to get ready. He said, and as they were eating, Jesus took the bread. So lesson again for religious people. The bread does not have to come from Jerusalem. It was what they were eating in the table. Have you seen that? It was what they were eating. It was what they were eating. It was what they were eating. He took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take it. This is, why did he not say this is the bread? After you bless it, it's no longer bread. It has become the body. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Can you see how it works? I'm showing you the calculations behind the spiritual thing. It's when you bless it, the name has changed. So even if I carry a biscuit and I say, I bless this biscuit to become the body of Jesus,
when I eat it, it's no longer a biscuit. What does it become?
His body. The same thing with the drink. Once it's blessed, it has become the blood. So what is in the flesh? Quickly. One, the rod of God that swallows up the rods of the magicians. The rod. Exodus 7, 11 to 14. The rod. Remember, Moses placed his rod on the ground. The magicians also put their rod. And so, Moses' rod swallowed up the rod of the magicians. So, see it that way. That as I take his flesh, every form of devilish things going on in my life shall be swallowed up. When I began, I read that scripture for you. He said, death shall be swallowed up in victory. Number two, is a New Testament manner. Somebody say New Testament manner. Remember John chapter number 6, verse 58. It's a New Testament manner. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna. So he likened the bread to be a manna. That manna they ate in Old Testament is likening that anytime you are eating the communion, see it like manna. The manna they ate. Now, they ate manna, they died. He said, you will eat and you shall live forever. That's what he's saying. He's doing a comparison. Now, let's look at what that comparison is. For instance, the children of Israel, in Psalm 105, verse 37, hear what the Bible says about them. The Bible says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was no one feeble among them. No one feeble. If you go and look for other versions of scripture, he said no one was sick. Why? They were eating what we call manna. By what of what they were eating, they were not getting sick. Jesus now tells us that communion is a New Testament manna. Are you with me? So when I eat it, what will happen to sickness? It will die. It will suffocate. Okay, look at the testimony of Moses. Deuteronomy 34, 7. What is his testimony? Don't forget, Moses too was eating manna. Moses was 120 years when he died. Long life. Can you see that now? We said it, long life. His eye was not dim. His natural body was not abated. Meaning, he was not weak at 120. Strength. Remember? We say strength. We say health. We say what? Longevity. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. I see your eyes being open as I'm teaching. So that as you take this thing, whatever is planning to make you sick, God will swallow it up in victory. Join me and say louder, amen. I say, join me and say louder, amen. Now, quickly, the blood. What is in the blood? Number one, the nature of Christ is in the blood. And the nature of Christ is immune to sickness and disease. Leviticus 17:11. Very profound statement here. Leviticus 17:11. He said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life is in the blood. So picture it. If I am taking the blood of Jesus, what life is going inside me? The life of Christ. Picture it. The nature of Christ is going inside me. And that nature cannot be corrupted by the forces of sickness, by the forces of disease, by the forces of affliction, by the forces of the enemy. That's why, listen to me, I personally as a pastor, I will always recommend, if you have medical condition, keep taking communion. Because one day, the life of Christ will swallow up those negative things in your body.
I will always recommend it. Take your drugs, as they said, but also inject yourself with communion, particularly on a daily basis. Satan will leave you. In fact, he will be tired of you. You will be tired. The life of Christ. Number two, you share the same blood group with Christ. Somebody say the same. Louder, you can say the same. John 6, 57. You share the same blood group with Christ. So if Jesus cannot be SS, you can't be SS. Huh? Can you see that? In science, there's what we call blood transfusion. True of us? Am I lying, please? Medical science? Am I okay with that? I hope I'm okay. If we have blood transfusion and I'm taking the blood of Jesus, what am I transfusing? Can you imagine? Which one is more powerful? Jesus is one. So as I take it in that mentality, that revelation, it changes the ball game. That was what I saw at age 17, that I told my parents, God has changed my genotype. At 17, that was the revelation I saw. And I said, God has changed my genotype. We need to go for a check. And then they went for a check. And then they saw that SS has become AA. That was what I saw, sir. That every time I take the communion, his nature has come on me. And I have carrying out blood transfusion. My wife is here. I live on communion virtually every day. From 17 till forever, I don't live on tablets. And you know, you can't be sickle cell and don't be going through all kinds of medication. With all the crisis, Satan is a liar. Whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? Do I have a believer in the house? Now, let me round up this way, because we are going to do this now. Listen to me. The issue with many Christians is that they approach it with no revelation. They say communion. You're just coming. Holy, holy, holy. What is that? It does not change anything. Listen to me. What you don't know, you will suffer for it in this kingdom. There is nothing God asks us to do in vain. When you do it believing everything that I have said, and more things he will reveal to you. Romans 14, 23, he said, whatever is not of faith is sin. So don't come to the table doubting. What are they saying? It doesn't make sense. Listen to me, spiritual things will never make sense. They don't make sense most of the time. But they have results. I am here standing here and I can tell you the communion works. I am a practical evidence of communion miracle. I can tell you the truth for free if you want to believe it. But we are not taking this thing casually today. Because we are believing in some strange miracles. Luke 1:45, it says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of the things that were told her. In Hebrew 4, verse 2, it said, the gospel was preached to us, and they said, gospel was preached to them. Hebrew 4, verse 2, it said, but the gospel did not profit them because they didn't mix it in faith. When your faith is not in place, it does not make any impact. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I put my faith in the line. I believe God for miracles. And as I'm taking my communion today, I receive my miracles. Would you say louder? I receive my miracles. Loud as you can, I receive my miracles. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Shall we all rise on our feet? Help me ask your neighbor, I hope you have seen something today. Ask another neighbor, I hope you have heard something today.
1 Corinthians 10 and 16, and then we'll pray. Particularly for those who are saying, Pastor, my issue is not sickness. I don't have anything. I'm okay. I'm healthy. I'm good. But what has this got to do with me? Jesus called it the cup of blessing. Somebody say blessing. So when you come to the communion, what are you partaking of? Blessing. Do you want to be blessed?
Yes.
So you can see that. It's a cup of blessing. There is blessing in it. And everybody wants blessing. Lord, as I partake of this communion, I receive my blessing. I receive what?
My blessings.
Thank you, Father. He was giving them the communion. The Bible says their eyes were open. Their eyes were open. Luke 24, verse 30 and 31. So, as you take the communion, you will know what next to do. You will never have mind blockage again.
Amen.
Your eyes will be open.
Amen.
Your mentality will pick up.
Amen.
Your mind will become more sharpened.
Amen.
When I used to be a young man, I'm still a young man anyway, I've not gotten old. But when I used to be like those days, I used to be in my secondary school. I'm doing exam. I'm on communion dose. So I'm not surprised at my grades. Because as I take the communion, I have the mind of Christ. Those are the things I'll be proclaiming. Praise the Lord. And the testimonies just kept coming. Why? It's not religion. It's not religion. So in your house, you can have it as much as you want. But here are you in church, we are serving you right now. Every miracle you desire in this service, as you come in faith, you will receive it.
Amen.
Say louder, amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and give God thanks. And give him praise. And give him glory. And give him honor. Bless the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you. Thank you for the blessing that is in this communion table today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you have followed me very much as possible, you will notice that in scriptures, Jesus only gave communion to his disciples. Why did he do that? Except a man be born again, he cannot receive. He cannot. So communion is not for publicans, in quotes. Communion are for the children of God. How do I become a children of God, Pastor? All I need to do is surrender my life to Jesus. I also mentioned in the first service, please, for those of you who are believing God for miracle, for somebody, please, particularly healing, please. Not just general. I'm talking about somebody healing. Somebody is not in this service and you're trusting God for healing for them. Please, when you come to the table, take one communion for them and send it to them. Are you catching that now? We gave that allowance today. But we didn't say two, we said one. So you take one for yourself and you also take one for somebody. If you have a family member or a friend and you're trusting God for healing, they are believing God for healing, take it because we are going to pray for it. But please listen. When you go and give them, tell them communion only works for believers. So the best thing you can now do for them is lead them to Christ and give them the communion. Are we making sense? So that you don't say, Pastor said we should go and do it. And you go and give a drunkard and you think it will work. You go and give an humanizer and think it will work. No, the humanizer will have to repent of his sin, surrender to Jesus, and there will be what? Changes. That's what we are saying. That's the reason I'm making this call. Because all of us, I can't assume that everybody here is a child of God. But I know in my heart that everybody can receive a miracle. If everybody can only follow what we are teaching, please permit me. I want to pray for you. Pastor, I'm not saying I'm a perfect person, but I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Christ.
I want a new life. I want that new life that I had now. I want to give my life to Jesus. Or perhaps you were born again Christian before, you backslided by one reason or the other. You are not a person who loves God again. You don't love church. Why? Let us pray for you so that you can be restored. Are we making sense? So please give me this opportunity, saints of God. On the altar, we are calling you. Please come towards this altar. If you want me to pray for you, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Please come to the altar. We will pray for you. It's free. You are not paying anything for it. The church will clap hands for you. We are encouraging you. We are encouraging you. We are mobilizing you. We don't want you to stay back. Please get down to the altar. Let's pray for you. Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Please come. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. They are coming. Clap your hands for Jesus. They are coming. Clap your hands for Jesus. Let them come. Please, let's receive you. Nowhere is too far. Please, I beg you. You are a young man. You are a young woman. You are an elderly person. Take advantage of this service right now. Today is your day. Don't postpone it. Please be encouraged. You give your life to Christ, you will never regret that decision. It's a life of peace. It's a life of joy. It's a life of blessing. Wherever you are, let's receive you. Church, please clap your hands for Jesus one more time. Let's encourage them. If you came to church with somebody and you know they need to be here, encourage them. Tell them pastor is waiting for you. Take a bold step. Take a bold step. Everyone in front, place your right hand on your chest. We're going to pray for you. Hallelujah. You're going to pray this simple prayer with me. And please, you mean it from the depth of your heart. If you want to join us, it's still not too late. Oh, the pastor has started praying. It's still not late. Please come to the altar. Jesus was waiting for you here even before you came to the service. Salvation of your soul is important, not only in this life, but also to make it in heaven. Very important. Everyone in front, say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. I cannot help myself. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your mercy. Jesus, with your precious blood, wash me, cleanse me, and make me a new person. From today, I declare that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I receive the power to live for Jesus all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for you that grace comes on you to live for Jesus all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Please open your eyes. I want you to go and meet our pastors. They will help you with the decision you have made. Just clap your hands for them. Give them the materials and where we're good to go. Pastors, let's come towards the table. How many of us are ready to come to the table right now? Stay with me, this communion table. It's my table of miracles. My table of healing. Louder, my table of healing. My table of deliverance. It's my table of blessing. This communion table is my table of miracles. As I partake of this communion, I receive. You are not saying it's I receive. Louder, I receive my miracles today. As I partake of this communion table, I receive my miracle today. As I partake of this communion table, I receive my miracle today. Father, in the name of Jesus, confirm your word. We call this table the blood of Jesus. And we call it the flesh of Jesus. That as we take it, every revelation that has been shared, let it find expression. Every miracle anyone desire, let it become tangible in their life. In Jesus' mighty name. Take your seat wherever you are. They are going to lead you to the stands where you go and you take your communion. Please remember, go in faith and take it differently and come back rejoicing. You are blessed. Choir, sing us miracle provoking praise in Jesus' name.
Just like you, you are a great God. You are God.
As they lead you, please go towards your stand, take your communion, and you go back to your seat. Once you have taken your communion, please be on your feet so that we know you have taken your communion. Only those that have not taken should be seated. God bless you. Only those who have not taken are seated. Help us to stand so we know that you have taken your communion. God bless you.
Taking your communion, please rise on your feet and rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. It is done.
Begin to thank him for your victory, for your miracles, for your healing, for your touch, for what he has done. Celebrate him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. I receive my miracle. I receive my miracle. Thank him. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Moment, I want you to appropriate your faith. I receive my miracle. And what do you do? Name the miracle that you have received. Begin to give it name. If it's healing, you call it. If it's breakthrough, you call it. Lift up your voice and begin to receive it. I have taken the communion. I receive. I receive. Call it. Name your own. Name your own. I receive my miracle of COS. I receive my miracle of healing in my body. The growth disappear. I receive my immigration settlement. I receive my certificate of sponsorship. I receive whatever you receive, name it. On your job, on your career, Miracles can be anything. I receive it. No more nightmares. No more bad dreams. The spirit of fear is over. Call it. I receive the spirit of boldness. I'm no longer afraid. I've passed that test. I've passed that exam. I receive my success. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Remember what we said? Miracles are the confirmations of the bold declarations of the believer. What you say is what God confirms. What you say is what God confirms. Are you ready to say something? I give you 60 seconds. Begin to say what you want God to confirm. Don't say, I'm not sure. Put your faith in it. Say what you want God to confirm. Say it. I believe in faith. I agree with faith, with the brethren in this service. I agree with my pastor. I agree with the teaching today. And I declare my miracles. I receive it today. I receive it this week. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, I receive it. Louder you can, I receive it. I therefore decree that your miracles begin to manifest from now. He said he confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messenger. I'm standing as a messenger of God upon you right now, and I'm decreeing over you that your miracles begin to manifest now. I welcome you to your world of the miraculous. Signs and wonders becomes your portion. Did you hear what I said? Signs and wonders becomes your portion. Healing is your portion. Deliverance is your portion. Therefore, this week shall be miracles throughout. It shall be a week of miracles throughout. Week of miracles throughout. Week of miracles throughout. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will hear good news. We will hear your testimony. You shall return to testify. By the time we are coming on Sunday, you will return to testify. In the name of Jesus Christ. As they went, they were cleansed. So go and receive your miracle healing testimonies. So shall it be. They said they looked for it and they said, no more. There's no cancer there anymore. You will look for the sickness, no more. You look for the disease, no more. You look for the challenge, no more. Tonight, you are going to have the best sleep you have ever had before. Somebody is free from insomnia. Somebody is free from depression. That spirit of depression that is sitting upon you, you are free from it in the name of Jesus. I declare you mentally stable. I declare you physically stable. I declare you bodily stable. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. What more? Everything you have said this week, God will give you an evidence. 1 Corinthians, I believe, verse chapter 11, verse 26. It says, you did show. As you take the communion, he said, you show. So, this week, it will show in your life. Everybody say, it will show. Louder, say, it will show. Loudest you can say, it will show. And because you said it, it will really show in your life. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Very quickly, we are going to welcome our first timers. Amen. Please give Jesus a big hand of praise. Welcome our first timers. You come to the altar, please, as we do. While we are doing that, I don't want you to sit down yet. I want you to celebrate your miracle. What did I say? So I want you to dance and celebrate that your miracle has landed. Don't do it sitting. So as the first timers are coming, they are singing, please celebrate with us and celebrate your miracle because it's your miracle week. Amen. Please also, in case you have a testimony you want to share, we collected some testimony in the first, that was what we read. You have testimony. Some of us came with something, but you can see or you can feel that something has happened to you in the course of the service. Maybe a pain that has disappeared, a growth, something has happened. Please, if you are that kind of person, help us to come towards these aisles. Come and share your testimony with the pastors that are here. God bless you. Choir, just sing us in a moment. Let's celebrate the Lord as we receive our first numbers. Let's celebrate the Lord. Celebrate the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How can I keep it inside? I won't be quiet.
I won't be quiet. My God.
Please keep coming if you want to. Pastors, you can still go towards here. Thank you. So in case you are there and you want to share a testimony, go and meet our pastors here. And then meet our pastors there. Yeah. Thank you. Quickly join us. We want to pray now.
I won't be quiet.
God bless you.
God is alive. How can I keep it inside? I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How can I keep it inside? I won't be quiet.
I won't be quiet. My God is alive.
How can
I keep it inside?
Come on, raise that sound.
I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How can I keep it inside?
Oh,
we believe you are blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.